there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Lego kits are great toys that spark creativity and help children to problem solve and gain the satisfaction of building something with their own hands. Of course, once a set's been built, it's often cast aside and forgotten. And then what do you do with all those little plastic bricks, which may end up in the landfill? Well, my guest today, Charlie J, decided to do something about that. He created Pass the Bricks, an organization that collects, sanitizes, sorts, and distributes Lego kits to children in his community who might not be able to afford them. Charlie believes that every child deserves access to play and learning tools. The beauty of the Pass the Bricks model is the Ambassador Program, which trains volunteers around the country to coordinate Lego collection and distribution efforts in their own communities. Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to introduce you to my new friend, Charlie. He's going to tell us all about this awesome organization he started called Pass the Brick. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for being here. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more? Tell us how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, all of that good stuff, what grade you are in school, and then tell us everything about Pass the Brick. Start from the very beginning.
Yeah, totally. So my name's Charlie Jeffers. I'm 17 years old. I go to Redwood High School. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. And yeah, in a nutshell, Pass the Bricks is a nonprofit organization that takes, you know, used Lego sets and bricks and repurposes them into new sets for kids who otherwise wouldn't have access to them.
Awesome. Wow. As a person who's had a lot of Legos in my house, I am really excited to learn more about this. So I will assume you were a big Lego person as a child. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I've been probably doing Lego since I was 4 or 5. And
right.
I mean, yeah, my dad also, when he was a kid, you know, did them all the time. So I've grown up building them. And then kind of during the pandemic, I was building a lot, and I kind of realized, like, you know, there's a lot of kids who unfortunately don't have access to the same play tools that I've been so fortunate to have had so much access to. And so I just wanted to do something to maybe address that disparity.
Absolutely. And also, I think there's kind of a wastefulness issue, right? You know, you get a new Lego set and you set it up, and then a lot of times people don't take them apart and do them over and over again. And now it's, if they just throw them away, they're just kind of ending up in the landfill, and they're made out of plastic. So can you speak to that piece a little bit too?
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't really the original goal, but it's been a really, you know, positive result is that it's, you know, also saving a lot of plastic. And I mean, I guess as we keep expanding, there's more plastic being kept out of the landfill, which, so it's like, you know, as we continue to grow, it just ends up being, you know, great all around for so many reasons.
Absolutely. So tell me everything logistically. How does it work?
Yeah, so we take used Lego sets, you know, donations and all that, and then we, you know, rinse them down, sanitize them, just make them look good, build a new set, or if we get, you know, a basically formed set in the mail or something like that, then we'll just kind of send that off, you know, as how it originally was. But for the most part, it's creating a new set, and they're pretty small, about 20 to 40 pieces, roughly. And then we either just give them straight to the kids, or we, you know, have a relationship with a nonprofit or a charity that gives it to them. But what's been really cool is that, you know, all over, like, all of our ambassadors have been doing it differently. So, you know, some people are doing it through, you know, their school or their church group, or their, like, you know, building it through their company or their, you know, we have a partnership with a minimum security prison and they're building sets. So, I mean, it's been super cool to see how everyone's been doing it differently.
Right. No, that's amazing. And So let me understand, in terms of getting the donations, do you have a donation box somewhere? Do people just sort of hear about you on social media? If I spread the word about you and people are like, I'm going to send him all my Legos, we can just find your address and ship them to you. How does that work? And where do you store them all if they come to you?
So, I mean, for me personally, I kind of do a lot of the building for the Bay Area. But you know, if anyone were to go to our website, which is pastthebreaks@gmail.com, they can find a list of all of our ambassadors in the U.S. and in other countries if they don't live in the U.S. And they can reach out to their local ambassador and kind of set it up through them how they want to donate, you know, shipping or, you know, picking it up somewhere or all that. So it kind of depends, but it's whatever's most convenient for.
Sure. And tell me more about the ambassadors. How did you find these folks? Like, you know, do they find you?
I mean, it's been a lot of people just reaching out and asking how can they get involved, which has been super cool to see, super inspiring to see how many people are interested in helping. I think, yeah, I mean, basically everyone's asked, you know, to help. I remember in the beginning there was like, I made some posts on like Nextdoor, you know, kind of apps like that. And there's some people that were interested from there, but for the most part, it's through email asking how they can help. But it's been, I mean, it's been amazing. We have 78 ambassadors, I think, in 75 cities, but that number kind of changes every day. And so it's, I mean, it's been awesome. We just confirmed a new ambassador in Japan. And so I think that's 5 or 6 countries outside of the U.S. And so, I mean, it's just super cool to see. There's a family, I think the Philippines, who are building sets, and they're like doing it in their own way. They're, you know, like they're doing bags instead of boxes, but they're doing all sorts of stuff. And the photos that they sent were super cute and all that. And right. So it's been, I mean, it's been awesome, you know.
And explain to me a little bit more about the building the sets. So if I bought a set for my son and it was the Star Wars, you know, spaceship, right? And then we broke it apart and we gave that to you. So you clean it and sanitize it and all of that. But so you're sort of gathering all of these blocks and then you're creating an actual set out of it, not the one that it came in the box, right?
Like sometimes we'll get like a plastic tub and it's, you know, like basically
just
a whole
assorted
set, you know, or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And so in that case, we'll just find the missing pieces and send that off. That's usually not the case. Usually we're just getting loose bricks. And so in that case, what we do is we just kind of sort them, you know, into brick shape and all that and go from there. And so it's a lot of just building something new, which is kind of fun in its own way. I think it allows us to be more creative and kind of make stuff.
And then if you build something new, then do you, you know, when you receive a Lego set, it has like the directions, right? All exactly piece by piece how it's supposed to go. So do you provide that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I can't, you know, necessarily speak on the process of other ambassadors, but the way I do it is just I take kind of step-by-step photos and I kind of just put them on a piece of paper. And that usually seems to be pretty straightforward. Like, I think kids have been able to get it, so that, I think that's been really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I really like how everyone's able to do it different, you know.
Absolutely. And I love that it's a local, you know, if you have an ambassador in Cincinnati or something, they're doing the collections from their own community and then they're providing the sets to kids who need them in their community. And tell me more about the folks that you're giving them to. So you said you had some partnerships with nonprofits, and how, so is it a nonprofit that works with children and they could use some activities for after school programs or gifts, or how does that kind of work in terms of the distribution?
Boys and Girls Club, you know, kind of all over. So there's a lot of different local ones that we're, you know, working with. Just for me in the Bay Area, there's a group that tries to help like kids and families where a family member has cancer or some other kind of, you know, medical thing. And so it's kind of like giving the kids, you know, stuff in that. And then that is in that way, like we know who we're giving the sets to. And so we can make it more personalized.
You know, it's fun to create something that looks like the thing on the box. But at the end of the day, I think it's just really fun to put them together and, you know, to do something creative with them. I think that's part of, half the fun of it. You know, if we don't want to stick to this very strict sort of, it has to be exactly this way, you can use your own creativity with it, which is awesome.
And I wonder too, if, you know, you might get in front of the Lego people, right? The folks who actually manufacture this, and if they'd have any interest in like sort of supporting your efforts. I mean, it's always great for a corporation to do something in the nonprofit sector and to support folks who can't afford perhaps to purchase their very, very expensive sets. I mean, these Lego sets can be hundreds of dollars. You know, I wonder if they got wind of you, they might want to try and partner with you in some way to donate sets or, you know, things
awesome.
Like that.
That'd be super cool. Yeah, I mean, I know that they have a program called Replay where you can send them used Lego bricks and they can recycle them. But I think our program is a little different. I think it kind of allows ambassadors to be creative and, you know, people donating used bricks know that it's going to kids. And it's like, I think, you know, I think ours is a little different. But at the end of the day, I'm you know, if Lego saw it, I think that'd be super cool. I'm having a great time with this. And so I have.
And also, I wonder if, you know, as you said, with the Replay program and the recycling piece, you know, this, what you're doing is sort of the immediacy of taking these bricks that people don't need in their homes, cleaning them up and doing something creative with them, and then getting them in the hands of kids who can play with them and still enjoy them. But somewhere down the road, it would be amazing if it could also turn into a way to recycle these bricks and kind of keep them out of the landfill, as we said. So, it's all good. It's all really good. Well, Charlie, I think this is a great idea. Why don't you tell everybody where they can learn more, where they can follow on social media and maybe get in touch and become an ambassador in their own town?
Yeah. So, I mean, if people are interested in, you know, donating bricks or donating money because we're a 501c3 nonprofit, they can reach us either at pastthebricks.org or pastthebricks@gmail.com or on Instagram at pastthebricks.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. It was so nice to meet you. I'm really glad that I got to hear this story. Thanks.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.